Welcome to a place called Foley Woods.
This place is an imaginary woodland.
As we walk about the forest, we might find the carousel course.
Storytellers, poets, and ramblers passing through.
After so many months indoors, we thought we should spend some time outside.
In nature, relaxing, feeling free.
So come with us on a ramble through the trees. My name's Brian.
I'm Christian.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Welcome to Foley Woods. Eleanor Rhee has a poem she wrote for the Carousel Outdoor Live event, Lark in the Park, which took place in spring 2021.
Larking in the Park. Express yourself today. Summer ease. Summer is as easy as eating a caramel cheesecake. Summer ease makes me free, and to create an atmosphere like that unmatched. That's great. Looks up and says, say cheers, mate. To do what I want, or at least a dream of ambitious adventures I can make, everything shall fall into place. Good karma, you know? We all sense it in the atmosphere around. Stalling, yeah, you know. Mates en route to us. Trust me, it is true and fit for action on its way. You can see it if you're expressing yourself. Let's get smashed on something, everyone. Today, she says. Or is it a she in there, your, or maybe a mind up there? All right, he. That's what they say. Excitement, alcohol, or pure gold. That's good energy, in my opinion, anyway. The senses, shall you stimulating them, ease your heaven and earth. Heaven on earth. Me see as a mixture of larks, summer sun, flowers pouting. Mwah! Oh, yay, here's the sunshine. There's the sunshine. Soul can blooming or simply start in due course on Saturday. Flowering, blooming, beautiful, you are gorgeous, earth. Let's make mates and use your universe in your edge to create a lovely paradise today, to change your lucky chances. That's a choice, cheeky devils. Now, go and create, larking about, see you around, 10, starting the startling surprise of, yeah, come to see me freedom to express yourselves, only round the corner, eh, you gorgeous humans? Open up and express yourself today. Yes, today is the start of a new beginning, a new dawn, and a new what the hey days. Every single day, summer poetry up. Enjoy yourselves, yeah, all day, every day, yes, yay. You are free to go. See you, babes. Me, oh, I love to chat away. Yes, that's me, alrighty. Yay, strawberries, goody gums, two shoes, drops and tears float, lemons and ginger tea. Hay or straw, actually, maybe. Me shall get a hay bale and make a straw hat, because I feel like it. And yeah, today, we can start knitting on the beach, or yeah, I could soak up some sun rays in my living room and enjoy coffee in a cafe, pizza out at a restaurant, frothy ginger beer and a cocoa dinner cake on, and sweet scents of surfy smelling laundry at the laundrette, or laundred, actually. I can live my life alive today. I shall excite myself. Yay. I'm going to live out my ambitious plans another tomorrow. Surprisingly me, the colour schemes, routines, checking of lists are all in my head. Me edge. Ruminating in that common room of my memory, regretting every stuff that I'm going to live and alive today. That's the moment you can, eh? Hey.
Let's play hide and seek. What can we spot? It's the carousel chorus in the apple orchard.
Red as a rose, green as grass, sweet flowery scent. Let's go picking, pick the apples and eat them. Apple juice, apple sauce, apple cake, crumble and pie. Apple juice, apple sauce, apple cake, crumble and pie.
Nobly works it,
first and last.
Nobly
Sussex mother. Sussex mother.
First and last.
Sussex mother.
Nobly works it.
First and last.
Nobly works it.
Sussex mother.
First and last.
Red as a rose, green as grass, sweet flowery scent. Let's go picking, let's go picking, pick the apples and eat them. Apple juice, apple sauce, apple cake, crumble and pie. Apple juice, apple sauce, apple cake, crumble and pie.
Our regular storyteller, Charlie Hatton, is walking through the woods. Let's hear what he has to say.
My favourite place to go for walks is up to the Chat Tree, the Indian War Memorial that was used to commemorate the loss of the Hindu soldiers that had fallen during the First World War and beyond. And it's set in the rolling South Downs. And if there's one thing I love the most is the South Downs, it makes me proud to be part of Sussex. Today's weather is not really that good. In fact, it looks pretty bland and wet. You can hardly see the whole Sussex countryside under this dense blanket of mist. You can see an awful lot of stuff when you're walking to Ditchling Beacon. Over there, you can see a massive dew pond where newts freely swim about. Over there, you can see an entire field of barley which is ready to get harvested. And there, in the distance, grazing happily on the hills, a whole flock of sheep. Minutes later, we've been walking for a really long time and we made it all the way up to the beacon, home of a national park. I'm surrounded by all sorts of vegetation like flowers and trees, and I can see the small villages nestled down below in the South Downs. We went through the valley where I saw the sheep. I went up the hill, down the valley, and now we're near some sort of farm. Well, I can hear an awful lot of activity going on, hence tractor or other machines reversing sensor. Other than that, you get a good look at the flowers, cowslips, horslips, and wild garlic, I think. They come in different colours, yellow, white, purple, you name it.
We will hear from Charlie again later. The woods is a place that gives you time to think. Here's Johnny Schachter with some memories of life in Canada.
Hi, my name is Johnny Schachter, and I want to tell you about my experiences going to British Columbia. When I was growing up in Edmonton, Alberta, my dad, my mum, and myself went to British Columbia every summer. We would put our boat on our car, which was a Ford Red hardtop station wagon. When we got to Banff, we would go fishing, but sometimes we would go further afield into British Columbia and you're fishing in places like Lake Windermere and Penticton. Dad and I would catch rainbow trout, then Dad would barbecue the fish. We used to go to the Rocky Mountains. The Rocky Mountains is really something to see. Anyone who wants to visit Canada must not overlook seeing the Rocky Mountains. What Makes Me Smile, Part 1 by Johnny Schachter. What makes me smile for a while? The tenderest adoration and realizing there's more happiness in giving rather than taking. And to give something without wanting anything in return makes me the happiest person in the world.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Foley Woods has an allotment. I visited to find out what they do there.
I'm T and I'm a support worker at the allotment, and I run sessions with different groups of people here. So we're planting clover seeds because they're going to help to protect the soil over winter and make the soil more nutritious for growing vegetables in the spring. We do it carefully because we want to make sure that they go everywhere, okay? So it seems like a lot, but we want to make sure. So we put them in our hand and then pick them up and sprinkle them gently like that.
Hi, my name's Dom. I like to be going to allotment and lift people's spirits and help people, like if they need a hand, like around the allotment or garden, if they need any assistance. I'm here for a hand. So yeah, and we've got figs, we've got strawberries, we've got raspberries, we've got rhubarb, I think. Got some pears. So we've got loads of wide different fruits and herbs and stuff, and hopefully we get some cress, fingers crossed. I'm using secateurs for cutting some brambles.
Yes, oh my goodness.
Come
when you guys are here.
Time flies when you're having fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're putting compost into a tray, and then we're putting the compost with water, and then we're putting oregano seeds in, and then we're putting compost in and watering them.
So how long will these take to come through then?
Really not long, because these ones are ones we did on Tuesday, so like 3 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Look how they're coming up already. You can already see their... See the different types, can't you? Different colours.
So they like to grow in this weather, not in the like the April.
This is Daniel, one of my friends. This is Daniel's first time at the Greysay allotment.
I've been enjoying growing tomatoes, strawberries, sunflowers, peas, spring onions, and rhubarb.
This is what I used to do when I did gardening. I did gardening when I was at school. I used to watch Grand Force, a TV show which used to be about gardening. They did one at Hillside, which I really loved. I used to do a session at Outlook House, where we used to grow stuff, and I also made a bird's table. I used to do a course at Plumpton College. It used to be an agricultural college. The best thing I love about gardening is growing vegetables and picking them ready to eat. I used to grow carrots, potatoes, and beans, and beetroot. We will return to the allotments next time. We are back in Foley Woods. Let's hear from poet Yasin Celestine with some thoughts on what the woods have meant to her.
Okay, this one's called Woods. Ran to you as shelter from bullies at school. You saved me. Vanished amongst the trees. A desperate urban eve in search of solitude, balm. Woods, you were better friends than familiars. Made a den, leaves, found things for a foundling. they blame the gypsy boys, but it was me, creating shrines to fairy and elf on tree stumps. I would sing my strange songs, not heard elsewhere. Go to see the horses, watch the iron teapot on the campfire, chopped wood in the covered wagon. I stayed until the mist rose on the marshes, and I did not want to go home, sometimes sleeping out, safer than buildings and people. Faces in trees, a well-remembered bark engraved with hearts and flowers, making a flower circle. Watch the many mayflies, sudden bright turquoise from nowhere appear. Yes, woods, you've never betrayed me. This tinker loves you well.
Which way will you go at the crossroads? 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 Follow your gut, follow your mind, follow your heart, or follow my lead. Follow your gut, follow your mind, follow your heart, or follow my lead.
Will it be the playground?
Will it be the sea?
Will it be the tennis court?
Or is it time for tea?
Will it be the playground?
Will it be the sea?
Will it be the tennis court?
Or is it time for tea? Which way will you go at the crossroads? Which way will you go at the crossroads? Which way will you go at the crossroads? Which way will you go at the crossroads?
Follow my lead and head for the trees. Come with me and plant some seeds.
Well, we've walked a long way and we are now here at the Indian War Memorial known as the Chatri. It's used to commemorate the loss of the Indian soldiers that fought in the British Army during World War I. Upon closer inspection, it looks like an umbrella with massive steps leading up to it. And did you know that Chatri is Hindi, Punjabi and Urdu for umbrella? Did not know that. Goodbye, Chatri. We're walking past the bean field now, where we can see an awful lot of flowers, like poppies and dandelions, and most importantly, coconuts. Only kidding, just loads and loads and vast swathes of beans. Two and a half hours, eh? Time really does fly, doesn't it? We've been through wet mud, steep hills, only the farm and the windmills to go, and my journey is over. Three hours already. Pfft, how the time flies, eh? Well, our walk has ended. I like going on these walks. It helps me feel rather relaxed.
Now we are coming to the end of our time in Foley Woods. Let's visit the Carousel Chorus again. They have a song called Breathe Hearts Flowers.
Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out, taste the perfume of a thousand blooms, sage, poppy, delphinium, rose,
fireworks. Breathe in, breathe out. Taste the perfume of a thousand rows.
That's the end of our time in Foley Woods.
Now it's time to leave Foley Woods and get back to the bustling city.
Thanks to Carousel Chorus, Ben, Ewan, Fran, Hannah, Shona and Susanna. The Carousel Chorus recordings are part of a series of real audio walks, where listeners can hear the songs whilst walking around their location they were recorded in. To find out more, visit the Carousel website.
Thanks to our storytellers and poets, Charlie Hatton, Johnny Shakhtar,
Yasin Celestine and Eleanor Ree. Also, thanks to Grace Eyre for letting us record at their allotment.
We will return to Foley Woods next month. We hope you have time to pass by. Bye!
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
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 You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News.
The new episode of Carousel TV is out now on Brighton's latest TV. It features the amazing sing-songwriter F. Witch, unusual version of the film Titanic, visual jokes, animations and much more, all made and performed by the brilliant learning disabled talent. Find it on latesttv.co.uk every Saturday in October at 7pm and on Carousel YouTube. Look up Carousel Art UK on YouTube.
Hello and welcome to 4am Rambles. My name is Joel, I have opinions and you are going to listen to them.
So, a couple weeks ago, I finished a short story which was 17,581 words. It was one of the most exhausting things I had ever done, but I am proud of it, thankfully. What I want to talk about today, though, was something I ran into a lot, the dreaded writer's block. I've heard a few ways to get around this, and maybe you guys could find this useful. Personally, I don't think this is just for book writers, but I can also see this for scripts. I can even see this working for essays. Let's start with the worst one, which is the one that I used to do a lot, and I bet you guys did this as well. Get stuck and think, I'll put it on the back burner, or deal with that later. This can work, but for me, it rarely did. Most of the time, I would just abandon the thing I was writing because it had been a week, and why bother continuing? Changing the subject to things that work was this thing that was suggested to me by a playwright. If you get stuck, sometimes your mind will come up with something, but it just doesn't work for one reason or another. For me, it was because it was too ridiculous, like, say, distracting a guard by challenging him to a trading card game. This actually happened in one of my stories. The idea here, though, is you just write whatever it is and then continue on. As you write, you'll find a pattern or a calmer version of what you wrote and then do that. Admittedly, this is quite similar to deal with that later, but this way you don't lose momentum and you're still in the writing mode. This last one is one that I found and used last time. Instead of writing in chronological order, you write it in scenes. I start by creating a few scenes in my head, and then in the first pass, I only write those scenes. Then I do a second pass where I put those scenes in order. Lastly, in a third pass, I put in the filler. This actually went well, as there were things I forgot to write, and this allowed me to put those things in. I also could put things in like, say, foreshadowing, which is where you set up an idea before you use it. Like, say, leaving a loaded gun in a drawer in Act 1, and it appearing in the final battle. You can set things up like that because you wrote the payoff already. Anyway, I hope you found any of this useful, and thanks for listening.
That's the end of the show. For more information on Carousel projects, visit carousel.org.uk or check our social media feeds at carouselartsuk.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.